And now this is a dictation for Cora, C-O-R-A, Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, November 1833. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up for Mrs. Johnston with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in January. I saw her in person in the company of her daughter in January the 8th. She has a near syncopal episode, admitted to the local hospital at Carson City, C-A-R-S-O-N City, from January 8th to January 11th. Finding of an old stroke. There was no seizures. Patient is still grieving, passing away of husband within the last 5-6 weeks. Appetite is down, but weight is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She's incontinent of urine, but no cloudiness or blood. Presently, no gross edema, ulcers. There has been discussions about treatment for osteoporosis. Apparently, left-sided hip more than right. She's doing physical therapy at home 2 days a week. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, I review medications. I will highlight the metoprolol as the only blood pressure treatment, anticoagulated with Eliquis, aspirin, Lipitor, Cymbalta, iron replacement, Nurantin, thyroid replacement, Prilosec, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 112/48 on the right side, the large calf. She is in non-respiratory distress. She's able to answer questions, but the daughter is giving the most information. No facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, normal speech, lungs clear without rural wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion. Does have atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, masses, and I don't see gross edema. Next paragraph. I review your office note. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from February 21st, anemia 12, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium acid base, present creatinine 1.5, historically 1.8 to 2, GFR around 30, that will be a stage 3 to 4, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3 to 4, likely related to prior history of hypertension with previously documented small kidneys without obstruction. This is from September 2020, right-sided 9.4, left-sided 8.7. In that opportunity, no urinary retention, incidental bladder diverticuli. Next number. History of hypertension, presently in the low normal. The only blood pressure medicine is metoprolol. Next number, anemia without documented external bleeding, not symptomatic, no treatment. Next number, electrolytes within normal limits. Next number, acid base within normal limits. Next number, nutrition, normal. Next number, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Next number, atrial fibrillation, rate control, beta blockers, and anticoagulated Eliquis. Next number, depression, grieving, passing away of husband. Next number, osteoporosis. Her daughter was concerned about the use of Fosamax because of a theoretical risk of kidney disease. I will not oppose the use of that. Or alternative, including Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, or the use of parathyroid hormone shots. Patient may ask a question, what will be her benefit of this medicine given her age versus the potential side effects? And those are very appropriate questions considering her advanced age. We are going to discuss this with you more completely. Next number, urinary incontinence. Next number, prior congestive heart failure with diastolic type with preserved ejection fraction and no valve abnormalities. Next number, chronic back pain, spinal stenosis, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, all questions answered. We will follow with you over time. End of dictation.